As drunk as love is lethal, we spun a lady round. And I kiss her neat the waking of the Dublin city sky. She threw her shoes into her bag and danced just like a dream. Her face was rubied up just like no sun I'd ever seen. She said I was a phony, I said I could be mean. And I treated her so badly, I made my baby cry. The January markets fill the cold air with the sound. The boys are full of laughter and their pocket with the pound. And in the foggy dew I saw you throwing shapes around. It was underneath the waking of the Dublin city sky. And it all makes sour to watch my lover wrap her arms around the flag of power. Hurry now, you will, to know you is to love you, and I love you even still. But we'll never truly be. We trip along disaster in the whirlwind of the free. All together now. I was down the bottom half of some old bar in Chinatown. The shoes that brought the rain and sucked the space far looking down. And in the foggy dew I saw you throwing shapes around. It was underneath the waking of the Dublin city sky. And it all makes sour to watch my lover wrap her arms around the flag of power. Hurry now, you will, to know you is to love you, and I love you even still. Ah, but we'll never truly be. We trip along disaster in the whirlwind of the free. All together now.
City Sky, Fontaines, DC. Hello and good evening, folks. You tuned in to CFRC 11.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're here, we're live on the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And, you know, being the Irish music show of this station, and this being St. Patrick's weekend, I kind of had to start the show with that song, didn't I? Fontaines, DC, Dublin City Sky, from their first album, Doggerel. A very vivid picture of a slice of Dublin life, that whole album, and just what a brilliant album it is. And here we are now, I think almost 7 years to the day that the album came out, which was in April 2019. How time flies! But yeah, a great album to be kicking off your show tonight. right on the St. Patrick's Day weekend. We have a lot of really cool stuff coming for you on the show, though. It's not all about just celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We do have a lot of really cool new music on the show and a lot of really cool shows to be talking about. If you're tuning in for the first time, by the way, I'm your host, Rue, and this is CFRC's hour of mostly new British and Irish music. And, you know, we take you through new releases. We have lots of cool interviews, live sessions, that kind of thing coming up for you. And we've got some of that on the show tonight. So I'll tell you what's happening this week and next week. So we go to a lot of shows. I go to a lot of shows. I like going to shows. And sometimes when I go to shows, I will talk to the artists that are playing at these shows. And sometimes you get to hear these conversations. And there'll be a lot of that coming up in the next couple of weeks. Because speaking of Irish artists, the band Gurriers, also from Dublin, they're going to be popping by Toronto next week. And I'm going to go see them. And I'm talking to them before the show. So you'll hear all about that. A couple of other really fun shows that I think have nothing to do with British and Irish music. But the Hives are in town next week and they're playing with the Chats. And I just think we should all come down to see that show in Toronto because it's going to be such a hoot. But this week as well, you're going to hear a lot of cool stuff that has happened recently because I spoke to a Canadian band who are from Montreal. They are sort of Montreal by way of Alberta. And I promised you this session last week. They're a punk band called Truck Violence. They're on the rise at the moment. They've been playing shows around Canada. Currently, they're wrapping up an Ontario and Quebec tour, sort of mini tour. And then they're off to Europe this summer. And they're an excellent and very passionate live act. Their shows are electric and alive. And I had so much fun doing this interview that I'm going to bring it to you in full, with no cuts, the full 25-minute thing, which you'll hear at the end of this show, along with a few live songs from their sets. And also Fig, who's friend of the show and photographer, she filmed this entire set, and she is so excited to bring the video to you. So I'll keep you all up to date on when that's happening, but all that is closer to 9 o'clock. But for now, big news in new music and in collaborations. The neo-jazz group Ezra Collective have put out a remix of a Fred Again song called Beto's Horns. And this they performed with Argentinian artists Catriel and Paco, who are a hip-hop duo. They got really big in Buenos Aires. And then they went viral about a year ago when they brought a very vibrant set to NPR's Tiny Desk. This set has everything. Fred Again's, you know, electronic touch to it, the Argentinian hip-hop coming from Catriel and Paco. They've got that signature, you know, Ezra Collective keys and horn section and all of that. And it's not the only Ezra Collective Fred Again collaboration either. They've been performing live together recently. They were at Alexandra's Palace, where Ezra Collective joined Fred Again, rapper Kano, and the grime and dancehall artist Stush on a track by the collective Joy Anonymous. The song's called Joy. And, you know, as with all the work that Ezra Collective do, it really feels so communal and it touches you on a different level where it just feels like you're so alive with every person in that room. Even when they're up on a stage, on a big platform stage in front of 8,000 people. But Fred Again has also been quite busy. He just released his massive kind of remixed and updated 45-track collection called USB, and he's kind of been talking about how it's not really an album, but it feels more like what he called this infinite, endless kind of playlist, almost like just ideas and collaborations and stuff like that. It's huge, and I wouldn't even begin to know where to start listing all the collaborators. You can hear one of them in the background, actually, an artist called Floating Points, who's collaborated on one of the songs with him. But it's a real who's who of the music industry, I must say that. Fred's also been busy in other ways, though. There's a video that's been doing the rounds on the internet, a live performance of him along with Jamie and Mike Skinner. And people have been kind of calling it three generations of UK garage culture in a way, because it's sort of, you know, three kind of artists that have defined generations. You know, back in 2004, Mike Skinner and the Streets really defined the year with his album, A Grand Don't Come For Free. Jamie and Skepta kind of ruled grime MCing in the 2010s when they started the brothers. And Fred Again is sort of becoming one of the UK's biggest DJs of the 2020s. But also, incidentally, this isn't the first time that Fred Again has crossed paths with Ezra Collective, as he revealed that him and some of the members of Ezra Collective were briefly at the same music college. He said about the track, he said, "This is Ezra Collective's remix of Beto's Horns with Paco and Catriel. The Ezra guys are absolute dons, and one of my favorite things I've ever done is lose a Mercury Prize to them. Their Glastonbury set sowed the seeds for an entire new generation of musicians, it felt like. The ripples of what they've done will continue to be felt for a very long time." And what they do. Femi and Joe from Ezra Collective and I were actually at the same music college, but we didn't meet then, weirdly, maybe because I only lasted a year there. But I do remember very clearly watching Joe playing keys at lunchtime recital, and he went into a solo while I was sat there on my own eating a BLT sandwich, and it was totally unholy what he did to the keys for 1 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon. We recorded all of this in one take, and I love the moment that we captured. So we're going to be listening to that. You can find Ezra Collective at ezracollective.bandcamp.com. And then we're going to be listening to some new music from Arlo Parks, her fourth album, Ambiguous Desires, coming out on the 26th of April. She said it was influenced by her finding solace and inspiration in nightclubs and falling in love with the music of it. She says she's referencing everything from queer hedonism on the legendary NYC DJ Larry Levin's Paradise Garage Club to the uniquely British beats of The Streets, who we're just talking about, and Burial, the synths of LCD Sound System. And Arlo says, "I feel myself in my body most when I'm dancing and being in those expressive spaces that gave me the confidence to explore the artists that I've loved forever but haven't been able to showcase in my music before." She says the record is learning to have more fun, embracing the light as well as the shade. And Heaven, the latest single that she's released, she says it hammers through a cathartic, earth-shaking bass frequency. You can find the album at arloparks.bandcamp.com. Let's start off with Ezra Collective, Catriel, Paco, and Fred again with Beto's Horns here on CFRC Radio.
Sin flow, oh no, somos dos pitos, oh no, está todo armado, oh no, me escuchan los rucos, oh no, puedo decirlo, oh no, si puedo decirlo, oh no, you can no forward. Estamos inflados.
With Heaven. Welcome back, folks. You're still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Thanks for joining us today on the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's hour and a half of British and Irish music, your slice of new music for every week. We started off with a bit of Arlo Parks and also some Ezra Collective, this really incredible collaboration that they've done with Fred Again and Paco and Catriel, an Argentinian duo, hip-hop duo. And it's just really cool to see those different cultures that they've been bringing together, different sort of styles of music coming together. Ezra Collective have been busy as well. They recently collaborated with Green Tea Peng on a new song called Helicopters that's on the Help 2 charity album we were talking about last week, which, by the way, went straight to the top of the charts, the compilation albums charts anyway, in the UK. And they also went back to do another beautiful Colour Studio performance. They're an incredible band. If I haven't mentioned it before, you can find their work at ezracollective.bandcamp.com. And I do encourage you to go and, you know, support artists independently, because that's really what makes the music scene. We're going to play some brand new music. We have a new band that I found this week, a South Wales folk shoegaze band called Yardbreakers. I'm going to be playing you a song that they've released recently called Take Me Away. And then I've got some new music from Lime Garden, the Brighton four-piece band. Their second album, Maybe Not Tonight, is on its way. It's coming on the 10th of April. And it's a follow-up to their 2024 debut, One More Thing. And the band's kind of, they've been working at it for a little while. It's incredible to see how quickly and how slowly things happen, you know, because they worked on that first album since they were teenagers. They were working on that album for almost 7 years, the debut album. And now they're back with a strong second about a year and a half later. And the new album is so catchy. They've dropped a new single called All Bad Parts, which is so funky. You know, you'll be listening to that bass, you'll be dancing around your kitchen going, ooh, baby. This is really fun. They say the album's about a night out start to finish. As the night progresses, you're having a great time until your ex walks in with someone else. You hate the way you look, but rather than going home, you press the big red button and get even more drunk. Eventually, you take yourself home full of melancholy, chaos and anger. You can find them at limegarden.bandcamp.com. And then lastly for this set, we've got some music from Konyeke, a London-based R&B artist, a fusion artist, or at least this song is a bit of a fusion track. It's called Mercenary, it's a brand new single, and she says that the guitar lines and drums urgently command attention, creating a sound that feels expansive, yet completely intentional. It carries the sense of being the kind of song Konyeke always wanted to make, bringing together her less immediately recognizable musical influences, from Arabic scales to the guam to the amapiano on this instance, a reflection of an artist who lives and breathes music in all its forms. I'm going to spell her name and you can find her on Bandcamp, Konyikeh .bandcamp.com. We'll be listening to Mercenary. Let's start off with Yardbreakers. This is their song, Take Me Away, on CFRC Radio.
Best friend, yes, you know. You got me dancing on the moon, maybe. And I may not have a penny to my name or a reason to be sane, but I got you, baby. Ugh. Warm inside, you make me no longer feel petrified. And as I evaluate, do I even like these mates? You catch my eye.
Song Mercenary. Welcome back folks. Look at that blending, fusion, incredible mix of so many different influences. I love kind of being able to bring you different and cool new music that's happening in the UK and Ireland, and that's what we're doing on the show tonight. We also heard some music from Lime Garden, very funky, a new song called All Bad Parts, and Yardbreakers, sort of folk gaze is what they call themselves, man, from South Wales. We heard their song Take Me Away. Folks, what you can hear in the background a little bit of, and I just have to put this in as instrumentals because it's not really in the theme of the show, but I feel like I have to mention it. It's been, I think this week, it's been 25 years since the Daft Punk album Discovery came out. And so I've got a little bit of Something About Us playing in the background. I'm pretty sure Cindy's gonna do like a full, like Cindy is like this station's resident Daft Punk expert and enthusiast, and I remember one of my first shows with her on the Indie Wake Up Call, on the Thursday Indie Wake Up Call, was just sitting with her. She brought out her brand new kind of like collector's Daft Punk vinyl, and apparently a lot of people on like Reddit and stuff had said, don't unbox it, you'll drop its value. And she was like, I'm here to play the album. I'm here to play the album live on air. We're gonna open it on air and we're gonna play it. And so yeah, that's awesome. So I'm just gonna have that running in the background while I tell you about the next few songs that are coming up. I should also tell you, as we speak, or rather as you hear and I am not speaking, because this week's show is a pre-record, I am out in Toronto to see a band called Sweet Pill. They're playing a show tonight at Lee's Palace. I think it's their first headline set in Toronto or in Canada. And they're an emo band from Philadelphia. They've been getting quite big lately, and they just released their second album, Still There's a Glow. And I've been listening to it. It's quite good. And, you know, it kind of has these themes of, like, new beginnings and, like, starting from scratch, burning it all down, starting from scratch. There's a little bit of, like, growth, therapy, reflection on the album as well. And not only am I seeing them tonight, but I'm also going to be talking to them about that new album. So, very excitingly, I'll be able to bring you that on the show in a couple of weeks. I'm not sure when all this stuff is going to air, seeing how there are so many interviews coming up. But basically what I can tell you is it's going to be a pretty exciting time on the Yellow Brick Road in the next few weeks, because we've got all this fun stuff that's just coming up on the show. And of course, we're also going to be playing a lot of really cool new music. Like I said, folks, I'm seeing Gurriers next week, Dublin band, they're in town. We loved their debut album, Come and See, from 2024. I'll always remember this picture of them. I think it was a few years ago at South by Southwest, and their guitarist was hanging from the rafters, dressed in this kind of long, kind of lacy black dress, hanging by one hand, I think eyeliner on. It's just the coolest image ever, and I haven't found that picture again in a little while, but it's just kind of, I remember it, it's burned in the back of my head. They're a very cool band, and they're playing at a venue with a much lower ceiling when they're coming around to Toronto this time. I think it might be their first solo, like, headline North American tour. They're going to be playing at the Garrison in Toronto, but I'll be catching up with them before that show, and I'm so excited for it. For now, just to kind of get you into the mood, I'm going to be playing us the song Dipping Out from that album. You can find them at Gurriers, Gurriers, dubdub.bandcamp.com. And then we've got some music coming up from Saint Sappho, an alt-rock duo from Glasgow, made up of multi-instrumentalists Zoe and drummer Tammy. They have like guitar lead lines, kind of shoegaze, washy, slightly acid house even sounds. They've got melancholy vocals. They've got a new single, which kind of reminds me a little bit of The Charlatans, actually, with that kind of mellotron sound to it. It's called Shoulder to Shoulder. It's taken from their upcoming debut album. We don't know when it's coming, but I can tell you it's called Between the Lines. It's out on the label Optima Music, and you can find them at saintsappho.bandcamp.com. And then more artists who are coming to Toronto, actually. Brighton grit pop duo Snake Eyes are coming to Toronto, and they've just put a new album called Cash Rich. The album goes from almost folk punk, there's some songs like Slugs, to quite lo-fi. There's some shoegaze on songs like the, I would say, fittingly named song I'm a Daydream, to quite alt-rock, almost punky on songs like the album Opener, Jar Full of Wasps. And there's some interesting lyric work going on there too, and pretty catchy choruses. It's a fun album. There's songs like Soup, which I think are quite glam. There's songs like The Kicker, where, you know, there's a bit of cowbell. They're having fun. And they're coming to North by Northeast this summer, so you can see them in June. I'm going to be playing us a song from the album called HDTV. You can find them at wehavesnakeeyes.com. Let's get started off. This is Gurriers with Dipping Out on CFRC Radio.
Sure. yesterday's heat chain wrapped around my brain. All is love and pain. Apart from love, I feel a strange. I've had better days.
With HDTV, that was from their new album Cash Rich, and they're coming to Toronto, folks. So if you are in the mood for some music this summer, they're going to be playing at the Showcase Festival, North by Northeast, which is always a really fun time anyway. So just look out for that. We also had some music from Saint Sappho and Gurriers, who are playing in Toronto this week. They're going to be at the Garrison doing their first headline North American tour, and I'm talking to them, so you're going to be hearing from that next week, or whenever. I don't actually know when. I'm also talking to the American band Sweet Pill this week, so there's a lot of stuff happening in the Albert Road world, and you'll be hearing a lot of it. Another band that's playing some shows this week is a couple of bands. A lot of artists are going to be playing a really cool festival called Wavelength Music Festival, which is kind of an industry thing. It's happening this week, and one of the shows I've been looking at is on the 20th of March. There's the band BB Club, who listeners to this show would be aware of because we spoke to them last year at Oceaga, and they've just put out a new album called Amaro. It's visceral lyrically in some parts, and all the while it's just this kind of beautiful, layered, soft electroacoustic music that they make, but then the lyrics are devastating. It's a really cool album. You can find it on their Bandcamp page, bibiclub.bandcamp.com, B-I-B-I club. I don't even know if I'm going to have the time to play this, because as we get closer to kind of the 9 p.m. mark, we're getting to the interview that I have planned for us, where you're going to be listening to Truck Violence, really cool Montreal, Alberta band. We're going to be talking to them, and we're going to be listening to some of their music. But I think I'll have time to play one song by an artist who's opening for BB Club on that show. It's the Toronto punk band Bad Waitress. They put out a single last year, which I'm going to be playing us, called Plan B. You can find them at badwaitress.bandcamp.com. And when we're back from that, we'll be joined by the incredible Truck Violence. You're going to hear my full interview with them recorded at the Handlebar in Toronto. And we're going to hear a few songs that they recorded live at that show, one being Undressed You Laint Before, a song called Lecture, and last one called Guns Buried in the Yard. So we'll see you on the other side of that. You can find them at truckviolence.bandcamp.com. This is Bad Waitress with their song Plan B. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show. just outside the handlebar in the rain, joined by all of Truck Violence. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing? Not the worst spot for an interview, I imagine.
No, it's cozy. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Well, how have you guys been doing? You've like been around in and around touring kind of Ontario lately, haven't you?
Yeah, we did Ottawa and Hamilton so far, and now we're in Toronto. And honestly, it's been home run after home run. It's been really sick. Ottawa, or not Ottawa, but Ontario is a great place for touring. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, shall we start by introducing you guys, like all of you, to our audience here?
I'm Carson. I'm the vocalist of Truck Violence.
I'm Chris, I'm the bassist of Truck Violence.
I'm Paul, I'm the guitarist of Truck Violence.
I'm Thomas, I'm the drummer of Truck Violence.
When you guys started as a band, it was Paul and Carson, the two of you moved down from Alberta when you were like 18 years old and decided that you wanted to like do music more seriously, and you moved to Montreal. Like, that's a big move and a pretty bold move to make when you were like 18, to just move all the way across the country. But what drew you to Montreal?
Honestly, initially it was the price. It's so cheap. It's like the cheapest metropolitan city in Canada. We grew up in a French small town in Alberta, so we were able to access it in a way that maybe we wouldn't have been able to if we were more Anglophone. And then also, I mean, we were young enough that we didn't have any like worry, or maybe we lacked the foresight, but it was like, if we're gonna try and do music, we may as well give it all that we have, and if we, you know, fall flat and have to move back, well, what, we're gonna be like 21 when we get back. That's not the worst position to be in, and you know what, like, we had the opportunity to do it, so why not?
I feel like in some ways it's a very Montreal thing to do. Like, you guys are a kind of quintessentially Montreal band as well. Like, you guys like blend kind of a bit of folk, a bit of like country, a bit of punk, in ways that you don't really see people doing as often. And like, clearly you're not like afraid to do something very different.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a matter of coincidence to some degree, like the fact that we blended folk and metal and punk, which is, yeah, something very typical in a lot of ways. But I mean, we took a lot of the folk inspiration just from our mom, Bumble or whatever. I wanted to find a way to synthesize the two genres that we really felt represented us in different capacities. You know, we grew up listening to a lot of metal, and then when we moved to Montreal, we wanted to find a way to also represent our roots, and I think it was just made the most sense. As for, like, doing something out there, I don't know, you can't be afraid to make something that sounds awful, because I mean, that's how you make interesting style blends, is by falling flat, falling flat, falling flat. And if you're going to play it safe, why ever make music? It doesn't make any sense. An artist that plays it safe is not an artist, right?
Yeah, I guess you find something interesting on the flat ground you've kind of fallen on.
Yes, I think so. Well, I hope so. I mean, it's hard when you're making it to really say conclusively, yeah, this is so interesting. It feels interesting to me, but I mean, everyone who makes music to some degree is a little bit self-obsessed. At least self-obsessed in a way that, you know, you see things and you want to show other people the way that you see things, and you hope that that's interesting, or you hope that that is universal and particular at the same time, but you never know.
Well, I think you do bring like an Alberta perspective to the music as well. Like, I feel like even just musically, there's a kind of like, I get a sense of like, you know, the vastness of like, you know, the open land and all that stuff that comes through a little bit more in your music. Maybe that's just all shoegaze music in some ways, or hardcore music in some ways. But even then, like in the lyrics and stuff like that, you get a sense of like smallness amidst this vast land. Like when I listen to songs like Undress You Lane Before from your album Violence, your debut album, you kind of get that sense that you're like searching for like meaning, you want to be like acknowledged, you want to be seen. You've got those lyrics on there as well. But then you kind of address it very directly and very honestly, and that's kind of striking, because like most people try and dress it up as like a bit more arty thing, a bit more kind of like self-effacing, you know?
I think that, and this is going to be influenced to some degree by what I've been reading recently, but I think that in a lot of ways, the desire to disguise oneself and to sort of manicure it into something that's mysterious and cool, but you're not actually saying a whole lot. You want to be interpretive, but you don't want to actually say anything. I think a lot of that comes from pride and not wanting to be able to be picked apart. And so saying something direct or doing something that is earnest or making a song that is obviously deficient, because I mean, to make something in earnest is to make something that's deficient. I mean, all people are deficient. And that's not a bad thing. That's just what it means to be human. That's what it means to be, or to recognize oneself for what one is. So I have no problem with addressing things directly, or with sounding strange, or being striking in a way that is not totally comfortable, because that mysterious coolness, it's oftentimes very vapid.
It's a bit diluted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Mm.
But then also, like, you know, you've got... I was just thinking about some of the lyrics where you're like, ultimately, I just want to be written about. Now with the band, you guys are being written about.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the actual act of being written about or talked about in a lot of ways is besides the point to me. I mean, obviously, through the song, it sounds like that is the point. But, I don't know. In a lot of ways, that song is self-critical. Because comparing oneself to what one believes is amazing, or like uncontested art, and saying like, I want to be that, I want to be revered, I want reverence, you know, all these things. It's not actually something somebody should be looking for necessarily. So I think I view it self-critically now. Maybe in the time I didn't so much, but I don't know. That song is complicated. It may be a little bit lyrically clumsy at times, but I think that's what endears it to me still today.
Yeah, and I guess like your interpretation, all of you guys, your interpretation of it will evolve as you play it and as like your relationship with the song changes.
Exactly. I don't know where I read it, but there, I like to think about poetry as something that is created and created and created every time somebody reads it, whether that's myself, whether that's somebody else, whether that's somebody who hears it once and then hears it a month later. I think that it's created once when I write it, and then again when it's read, and again when it's read. And I really like that. I think that the longevity is something that speaks to me in a lot of ways.
Mm, like art is the living, breathing thing, and then when you go and put it out there to other people, the way they respond to it will also change the way that you see it, I guess.
Exactly,
But there's more of Alberta, like, in your music, and, you know, like, Alberta has, like, a connection to punk. There's been all those, like, Salvador, Chicks Dig It, SNFU, all those kind of, like, bands that are associated with, like, Edmonton, Calgary, like, hardcore punk, that kind of stuff. But then what you're making is not necessarily, like, fully representative of, like, an Alberta punk music. But still, you've got so many, like, themes in there, like, apart from just the lyrics and your band name as well. And, like, the album cover and all that. There's a lot of stuff that's, like, so intrinsically Alberta to your music.
Yeah, it's inseparable from who I think Paul and I are in a lot of ways, but like, yeah, we weren't exactly in the scene as much as we could have been had we been in one of the cities and been bred through that culture. I mean, we were in a lot of ways visitors to these scenes. I mean, we lived like 3 hours north from Edmonton, so I mean, we had to